Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 2nd, 2023. The role of intention in the work for the Creator. At every step of the spiritual path, the main role is played by the intention to achieve the desire of the Creator. It is possible to build the right intention through the fact that we connect with our friends, slowly begin to think about others, and thus come to a state where our thoughts and actions are focused on taking care of them. We ask the Creator to help us in this, and we thus achieve the quality of bestowal. Question: if we are in the ten together scrutinizing the intention, should we not come to some kind of scrutiny of who has the right intention and who does not? Answer: no, everyone scrutinizes their own intention. From the first PSRT of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 25, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is the measure of repentance? If the Creator does not build a house. Question: I can demand mutual guarantee from myself, but how can I bring all my friends to it? Answer: by being an example. Question: if I honestly conduct an internal analysis, I find within myself the area of distancing from some people in the ten. Outwardly, this is not manifested in any way, but do I need to work and dig inside myself in order to reveal this? Answer: it is said about this, if the Creator does not build a house, that is, a kli, none of our attempts will help. Ask the Creator. Only this will help. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October Rota, TH 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, the Avut, Mutual Guarantee. The power of prayer. Question: how is a blessing felt in a prayer? Answer: a person feels that any response from the Creator is practically a blessing. Question: how does my prayer help correct others? Answer: the most desired prayer for the Creator is when we pray and ask for others and not for ourselves. It is by asking for the other that we correct, as they say, all their transgressions, and they begin to feel better and easier. This is how the whole world is corrected. Therefore, we must pray for others. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 19, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Shemati 113, the 18 prayer. May the Creator have mercy on us. Question: in what regard should the upper force have mercy on us? Answer: in regard to the fact that you are callous, that you want everything for yourself, and that in no case do you ask for others. We ask the Creator to have mercy on us egoists, and to teach us to ask for others. Question: what does it mean to ask for the unnecessary in my prayer? Answer: this means that it is unnecessary for me personally. I have to ask for everyone, for the whole world. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 19, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Shemati 113, the 18 prayer. The rise of artificial intelligence. Question: today, artificial intelligence is replacing vast areas of human activity, even creative ones. According to forecasts, many professions will simply not be needed. A person will not be able to realize himself in anything. In that case, what will people do? Answer: self-education. They will think more deeply, desire more deeply, and tune themselves more deeply to attain the deeper layers of nature. Question: OpenAI CEO Sam Altman discussed the ChatGPT and GPT-4 in a podcast. In it he stated that he believes AI can become conscious, but defining AGI, artificial general intelligence, and consciousness is complex. He suggests a conscious AI should display understanding of self, have memory, and possess the capability of suffering. As we work towards Agi, it's vital to consider these aspects of consciousness and ensure that our systems align with human values and preferences. Medium. Do you think artificial intelligence has consciousness? Answer: the fact is we must first determine what artificial intelligence is. Can intelligence be artificial? Can we somehow control it, or is it just some kind of mechanical toy for living bodies? Question. Scientists in the field of artificial intelligence have coined a term to describe the rise of artificial intelligence, general artificial intelligence takeoff. They say that at some point there will be a complete seizure of all human initiatives by artificial intelligence. It will replace absolutely everything and be in control of everything. Do you have any fear of such a state? Answer: absolutely not. I do not believe it. Such a machine, such a robot can really do a lot, but it will never be able to rise above man. Of course, it can confuse us. We get confused even in the nonsense we invent and create today. But we have nothing to fear from the uprising of machines. From CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. The largest consumer market. Question. Despite the fact that we are constantly producing all kinds of medicines, why do new diseases appear all the time? Is there any solution here? Answer. This will not be corrected until all of humanity is corrected. After all, everything is built on earning more. What for? This question is not asked. This is a goal of society that is not judged at all. To earn more. This way I will be higher than others, more important than others, and stronger than others. What for? Why? For what purpose? All this is no longer important. The main thing is that wealth is respected by society, and therefore, man chases after it. For this purpose, millions of medicines are produced. Moreover, this is probably the largest consumption market in the world. There is a whole army of doctors, manufacturers, and advertisers who are constantly trying to fill us with all sorts of medicines. In general, we constantly poison ourselves. I cannot imagine a quick solution to this problem except if we really dedicate ourselves to correcting the person. Then we will come to the point where we want to correct everything else. Our correction will have such an effect on the surrounding nature that we will be able to grow vegetables, fruit, produce meat, and everything we need in an unmodified form. They will not rot, there will be enough for everyone. But it will happen only when we take care of ourselves instead of chemicals. Comment. But at the same time it is written that a doctor is given the right to heal. My response: there are no real doctors today. In practice, these are unhappy people who think that they help us. But in fact, they deal with people who are completely poisoned and with whom it is no longer possible to do anything. They are trying to sell them some additional kinds of poison that would do something to them and somehow hold them together. This is how we live. Of course, one can object and say that 500 years ago people lived 30 to 40 years, and today they live 60, 70, 80 years and even more. This is true. But the fact is that here we face the question, what for? From CabTV's I Got a Call. Allergy Treatment, October 28, 2011. Embed in a shared sensor. People who come to the Congress first of all invest in themselves. This is the only real contribution. Everything else burns out. They come, pay, and are ready to participate in everything because they feel that everything else is worthless. I remember when I started studying Kabbalah, I was told, "What are you doing? You are 30 years old. First, take a walk, earn money, and travel around the world. You have not been anywhere yet. Why are you burying yourself? And when you are close to 60, closer to retirement, you will start studying the future of the world." I heard it often from people. So young? That's it. What will you do? Question. How does the accumulation process work? How does a person invest himself? Answer: as a shareholder, one invests in a common sensor, and it becomes a part of him or her. This is really a contribution to the most reliable bank. This is not Bank of America, but an eternal, perfect bank. How much effort you put into it, it is all yours. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Congress is a spiritual contribution, November 29, 2011. The first restriction, reception for the sake of the Creator. Question: what does the first restriction mean? Answer: the first restriction is an action when the desire to receive created by the Creator decides that it will receive pleasure not for its own sake, but only for the sake of the Creator. Meaning, all the pleasure received from the Creator the creation will receive not in order to enjoy, although it was created in this way, but in order to feel how it gives to the Creator. In other words, the light cannot enter the egoistically. In the spiritual world we cannot enjoy for our own sake. And the fact that in our world we do it for ourselves, it is only in order to prepare us for a real spiritual sensation. Therefore, it is impossible to use the connection with the Creator for your own sake. This is called the law of the first restriction. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, September 26, 2023.